Welcome back to Leave It on the Dance Floor. I hope everybody's listening because today Eliana Walmsley is here, one of the original minis that came into Dance Moms and changed the world. Yes.
So nice to me.
I am a nice person.
Well, I know.
On the show.
I know. You just
make a TV show.
You're complimenting me.
Of course. Of course. You were great, little mini. I had a half hour private with you then. I stayed in their room for 2.5 hours.
I think it was even longer than that.
It was late for my meeting that I drove to Anaheim and had a meeting and they didn't show up because I was too late. I just switched it from like lunch to dinner later. What was the big deal? And they were like, no, it's too late.
They were pissed. Oh, dang.
They were more than that.
Oh.
It was for a dance.
And that's my fault.
It was a dance floor line. You screwed it all up. Yeah. All right, Eliana.
Yes.
Dance Moms.
Yes.
You watched it on television.
I was literally such a huge fan of the show. It was so bad to the point where I would like watch way too many clips on YouTube. My mom was like, you have to stop. Like, this is all weird. Like, you're watching too much. It was just all I did all day, every day. So when I found out there was like a chance that we mainly did it as a joke. You guys put out like a flyer, I think, where like new team, like casting. I even remember first time I met you. Do you remember when you came to World Dance Pageant and you did like, I was there.
That's going on right now. I have students.
Oh, is it actually?
Right now. It's going on today. The interviews and the classes. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was there and you were like.
Were you in it?
Yes, I did. I got first runner up that year.
Second is the first to lose. Can we all say it together?
No.
Second is the first to lose.
No, guys.
Oh. First runner up. What is that crap? That's second. Okay.
I tried my best.
Okay, but wait, were you were in it? You were a mini, a junior?
I was a mini.
So I don't think I judged the minis.
No,
I judged the juniors and the seniors. And then somebody else did the minis and the teens.
Mm-hmm. But I saw you there and I asked for a photo with you. And I was so crushed because you were like, yeah, but you have to go really fast. Like, I think you were in a rush. So I understood. But the photo I have, oh my gosh, I'll have to find that. It's like super blurry. And I was like, I just met Abby Lee. Oh my God. And I was like internally freaking out. And I was like physically freaking out to my mom as well too.
But how many years later were you with me every day?
Only like, I think like 1 year. It was like not that long, like 1 year later.
Wow.
Around there, which
See?
Is crazy.
Dreams do come true.
No, I literally, let me tell you, I manifested being on the show and here's why. When after I auditioned, you know, I didn't make it originally. It was like every single mini in the final cut, except for me and that one girl that was like a crybaby. It was everyone but us two.
Okay.
You know, it was like Ari, Alexis. So I was bummed about that from the LA audition. And so I was so sad. But then it's so funny is I went and I started telling people that I was actually on the show and I wasn't. They were like,
she lied, people.
Guys,
she made it up. How old were you?
I think I was freshly eight, think I just turned eight. And it was so funny because I was in like one ballet class and he was like, tell me a cool fact about yourself. And I was like, I'm on Dance Moms. And I was
No, but they filmed the audition. So you probably were on it.
But I said I was in episodes. And then I sent this to another group of kids at my school and they're like, well, where's the episode? And I go, oh, they deleted it. They deleted the episode.
Good answer.
I mean, honestly,
but Eliana, you did come in and you weren't in that first original mini group. You came in like what, maybe 3 or 4 episodes into that. There was kind of like a little bit of an evolution.
Yes.
With those
look at my face. I'm shocked. I didn't know that. I thought it was you and Lily.
No.
And Ariana.
No. Remember you had like, it was this one. I don't even remember. I think her name was Mia or something. She was a lot taller.
There was a girl named Kendall that was
Kendall Faye.
On for a week. And then there was
We couldn't have two Kendalls. It makes sense.
There was a mother that brought 3 kids with her.
Oh. Yes.
And then she
Coco. I love Coco. I'm still friends with her.
They were brats, those kids. I remember them in that, you know, the den where you put your stuff. There were like mirrors and plugs.
Yeah.
And they were just evil.
Wait, really?
Yes. They were evil to me and to their mother.
Because I've heard different from them. I remember, didn't you put their mom in a monkey suit? And like,
Eliana, you were on the show. Did I have the monkey suit or did production? Come on. She's sitting here, people. And all the people listening and watching out there, this kid.
I'm like just as naive as everyone else.
So well-spoken and adorable and sitting here well-dressed, and she still thinks it was me. It wasn't me.
Well, that's interesting, though.
Why would I have time to put your mother in a monkey suit? Somebody's mother.
That was never aired.
No, it wasn't, but I saw photos, because I was just with Coco maybe like a month ago, and she was talking about it, and she was explaining to me the whole drama, you know, with Kaylee, like, taking off her jacket. You know, do you remember that? How it was, like, a big thing, how she was, like, too good to wear the jacket, so she, like, took the jacket. But that was all fake and stuff. Like, from what I heard, that it was, like, she was just, like, hot and asked permission, like, take the jacket off. But they made it look like she was, like, I'm too good for the jacket.
Oh, I just, maybe that's why I thought she was a brat.
Mm-hmm. It was no, so I was explaining that. I mean, again, I don't know what's true and what's not. I wasn't there. But it's just so funny how, like, things get aired so differently on the show than how, I mean, everyone that's been on the show understands that, of course.
Do they? I don't think some of them do.
Really?
Some of them are so twisted, they don't get it.
Do you think?
Yeah, and I don't understand
why.
Well,
I know that it's
like the kids were, like, now, I was always fighting for them to
look
better, to get better costumes, to be better, to not do some stupid dance, to do this dance instead. Like, I was always their advocate.
Yeah, exactly.
Always. For them to look good. I don't want anyone to have a top fall down. I don't, like, I want to put their best foot forward. Why did they not think that? Like,
no, that's another thing that confuses me is how people are constantly going against you like you were the problem because you were not. You're right. You were always advocating for us to have a better experience and like no moms fighting.
Win.
Yeah, no, literally, yes. Which is what it was, you know, the show was all about. You were always trying to help us. It was never, I mean, of course, you have to do stuff for the show. You have to make it interesting. Well, so, of course, you'd be like, oh, like, you know, you'd yell at us sometimes, but you have to. That's your job.
That is my job. I remember Justin Siebel always coming, do your job. Just do your job. Just do your job.
I mean, it's true.
And then I'm like, okay, you're doing a ballet duet. Oop, we're quitting. And it's like, okay, I did my job.
I would have loved to have had a ballet duet. Just putting that out there.
That would have been good.
Or a ballet solo. Or even if I was in like that one ballet group dance, remember that Daniel did? It was like the red bow.
Yes. Red violin.
I would have given anything to be in that group dance. I mean, it gave me a solo, so I'm like, you know, I can't complain. And that was like, that was one of my better solos. That, remember Am I Enough? That was good.
I don't know. I just saw some
clips
so
many
of
dances.
You the other day, and it was one of your first ones.
Was
I
it
think
Sing For You?
I was much more involved than Gianna was. Like, I was really in there doing it with mm-hmm. you. You know how I used to have to teach you guys in the lobby?
Oh, I remember
because
that.
Because they wouldn't let the minis in the studio?
No.
I'm telling you this. This is how it went. Those mothers and those older kids were so freaked out that these little minis came in because they were hungry. They wanted it. They loved me.
And we were good.
And they were good. There you go. And they were really good. And I remember teaching you guys in the lobby. I was watching one solo of yours, and I was like, oh, my God. She's so good. Because I'm watching kids now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm teaching now still on Zoom, and I'm choreographing. And it's like, they were so good.
I will look back, and I'll be like, considering, like, we really did learn those dances in like 2 days, but like, you know, with barely any practice, you know,
and people walking around and light people and sound people and miking you and not miking
cameras
you.
Cameras all up in our face. Yes. And remember, we were so young, we could only film a certain amount of hours. So remember on Pyramid Day would take hours. So by that time, Pyramid was done.
Four hours
just
to film the Pyramid.
Standing there. Oh,
and we could have been dancing.
But then, see, by the time Pyramid was over, we wouldn't have any time to learn the dance.
Right.
And we'd be done. They'd be like, bye, you're out. And I'm like, okay, well, we have dances to learn. And like, that sucks.
I know. Like, but that's why a lot of times we needed you to come back at night after we wrapped and take class, because
then we
could put something in the dance that was in class.
Well, I remember because there would be times where like, so I'm trying to think. I remember Ari, one week, she had an audition, and we learned a whole chunk of the group dance while she was gone, while we were at class and stuff. Gianna was like, hey, just come really quickly. And we all learned it literally in the lobby. Remember, you had real classes, too, with real people, just like walking around.
To pay my rent. I know.
Rent was expensive there. At Santa Monica, like, that area, like, I can only imagine.
It was $29,000 a month.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
And I spent $420 building out the studio.
Oh, but it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
It was huge, especially for LA. Like, you never see studios like that.
I know,
that.
With the floors done right.
Everything.
And so
it was a beautiful studio.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate that.
No, of course.
All the moms, you know, built new houses, and I built that studio and then moved out of it. Go on.
I don't know if you ever remember, like, all the minis, we would all, like, after filming, we would go and we would hop up on your bed and we would watch, like, Netflix and little kids shows. So we would all,
the
like...
The bed in the back?
Yeah, that you where you stayed. We would all go and we would, God. Like, hop on your bed and watch, like, TV.
I didn't know that.
No, we always did.
I didn't know that. Well, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, when you weren't there and then we would always, you know, oh my gosh, I remember this one time. For fun, we all put on your jewelry, like, your bracelets, and then we heard you coming, and we were like, oh my god, she's coming, and we, like, were trying to, like, get them off, because we heard you coming, because we put them, like, all your bracelets, like, all the way up here. Like, we literally
just... Oh, that's
just...
cute. I wish we had pictures of that.
I know, but I was like, oh no, she's gonna, like, get mad at us for putting on her jewelry.
No. Unless it was real.
And we, like, broke it or something.
Yeah,
but no,
fake
just,
stuff.
Just for fun, we were just like, oh my gosh, like, we have, like, the jewelry.
See, there were good times. There were funny times.
No, like, that's, like, a core memory for me. Like, oh, just watching, like, we would literally put on Netflix and watch, like, Barbie or something. Just... on your bed, just all of us. I'm pretty sure there is a photo of that. I'll have to find it. It was just so cute.
Yeah, that is cute. And those are good times when you weren't at each other's throat competing against each other. And
I never cared, though. I never was like, I mean, I was competitive, but I never was like, I need to beat them. I literally was like, I mean, whatever happens, happens.
I'm on a TV show.
Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, like, I had my mom in my ear. Like, you have to win. But right. She's gotten a lot better now. Like, we'll look back and I'm like, I mean, of course, everything's so edited and produced as well, but I'll look back and I'm like, that was bad, Mom. I'm like, that was really bad what you said.
And what did she say?
And she's like, no, I know, but we were just talking about how, kind of with, like, her, the show in a way for, like, a while really kind of altered our relationship, I would say, because she started to get the mindset of, like, being, because, you know, you have to have a different mindset when you're actually on the show of, you know, constantly being like, you know, kids this and kids that, like, my kid did this wrong, or, you know, because she would advocate for me a lot, but there would also be times where she'd be like, you know, she messed this up and she messed that up. And it started to, she started to get, like, that out of the show as well, too, which was really tough. But she's gotten out of that now, which is good. And our relationship has been, like, a lot better. But that was, like, one thing I will say is, like, she stayed kind of in that dance mom mindset, like,
after
the show, because she had, you know, she had to be like that for so long. That she just she got used to it.
That's interesting to hear. And I think our listeners and people viewing this have a different take on that.
Mm-hmm.
So your mom had to be tough on you on the show. She had to constantly be critiquing you.
Yeah.
And they try to get them to critique other kids. And so then show ends, you're with your mom, you're in the car going somewhere, and she's still like all over you about this and about that. Like, she's being filmed.
Yeah.
Ah, interesting.
And I don't think she wasn't doing it because she's like, I'm going to be mean to Eliana, you know.
No.
It was just, she was so used to it from doing it for so long that it just became the normal.
I wonder if
you know what I mean?
Moms, well, I don't know. I think Joey always told Kendall she was beautiful like 100 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure she kept doing that still.
Yeah.
I was like, well, your mom was tougher on you.
Yeah.
But I always felt,
but I mean,
when I spoke to your mom, this is what I always said. And this I want to get into about your social media platform and how you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So your mom, I could talk to her about fabric, costumes, fashion. I could talk to her about travel. I could talk to her about education, public school, private school, blah, 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 blah. A million things, food, dinner, whatever. Your mom shooting a YouTube video, uploading it, editing it first, uploading it, doing all that jazz, that is not Yolanda.
She doesn't do that, though.
I know. So when you went from zero subscribers on YouTube, having one and letting it to kind of dissipate and it just went away, and then starting a new one with zero followers, and you have now how many, tell our listeners?
2 million. I hit 2 million like a few weeks ago, which is really exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you
so
much.
2 million followers, subscribers, I should say, 2 million subscribers on YouTube. That was fast.
Yeah.
It was fast to get, well, probably fast to get to 500,000.
Yeah.
Then after that, it just kind of keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't grow that fast. And I was just telling Gianna, on the bus, instead of working with her on dance studio business or scheduling or flyers for an upcoming event,
mm-hmm.
I should have been sitting next to JoJo working on a YouTube channel.
Smart.
I didn't do that.
Remember her YouTube, it was so successful because she was really the only one doing it at that time.
And she was
YouTube videos,
filming it, editing it, uploading herself. I remember her on the bus going up and down the aisle like, the Wi-Fi's out, the Wi-Fi, who has the password? Who? Like, she was like, wow. I was like, shut up and sit down, kid. You know?
Yeah.
So tell me how that happened so quickly.
So I, thing is, I had a YouTube channel. I started in 2017, but my mom and I knew nothing about it. We were the most naive people to YouTube, like literally knew zilch about it.
It was just this thing that kids did.
Yeah. It was, we were like, oh, it's YouTube. It was so naive that we didn't even know you can make money off of it yet. So the thing is, there was this guy that reached out to me and was like, listen, like, I'll do everything for you. Like, I'll film it, I'll upload it, like all that stuff, like edit it, all those crazy things. So we're like, oh, well, that sounds like a great deal. He's like, I'll do it for free. And we were like, well, that's okay. Yes. I mean, I would love to start a YouTube channel. So we filmed all these really cute videos. Like, one of them was like actually a tour of your LA studio, like random like food reviews, like eating liquid nitrogen ice cream. It was really cute videos and they did well. Like, for the time, like my most viewed video got, I think it was actually the tour I did of your studio, got to like 1 million views, which for me was like a lot of the time, because I had like,
is there 10% in there?
Well, listen, I didn't know you made money until
neither did I. You mm-hmm. know what, I was so naive. I was like, how does YouTube find you to pay you?
Yeah,
like how does this, how do you get this
so
money?
You were just like me, because no idea,
stupid,
until my friend was like, oh, you have ads on your videos, I bet you made like a good amount from that video. And I was like, wait, I don't know what you're talking about.
So now I'm just going to ask it.
Yeah.
It's probably etiquette-wise not appropriate, but your sole source of income, your main source of income now, is your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And I make the most on YouTube out of, like, every other platform.
Right. And but do you also do, like, do you have the Reels deal? Like, I know somebody that makes 30 grand a month on their Reels.
I did. I don't have the deal anymore, so I already finished that. But I did have that at one point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think they're paying people on Reels anymore. I think that actually ended. Like, Instagram directly, it's only, I think, if you get a deal now, actually, which I already did.
Yeah. Yes, it ended in April of this year.
And so you also have brand deals.
Yes.
And is that your agent that does that? Or mm-hmm. no? You have a brand manager?
Well, it's definitely my manager. She helps, you know, negotiate all those things. Like, they'll come in usually to my business email, and she'll go through like all the kind of like money stuff, because I'm like,
business,
I don't like to get into that.
The business emails go to her. She opens.
She has
emails.
Access to it. So it is my access. Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
Does your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
so if there's ever like an email that, let's say, like comes into just like my direct email, my mom will like send it over and be like, is this legit or not?
Right. Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have? Do you also have a post office box?
No. I don't have a P.O. box.
No. So when people send you makeup, perfume,
that
stuff like
that.
That
just goes to my house.
It does. It goes to your house. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's public. So speaking of your house, you live here in California with your mom.
I do. Yes.
And you have a beautiful house, an apartment.
House.
You have your own.
I bought my house in December of 2022. So
did you hear that, folks?
That was exciting.
And how old are you?
I was 15 at the time. I'm 16 now.
15 and bought her own house. And that's the best thing you could do.
I worked hard. I did. You know, I'm not some, like, trust fund kid. That sounds mean. I don't want to be mean. Like,
I know. You worked for it.
Mm-hmm, I didn't have everything handed to me on a silver platter, which I think a lot of people think that I did. That, you know, I grew up
no,
super,
no, because your
like,
mom and dad have a house that you could go live in.
Yeah, in
and
Colorado.
And shoot YouTube. You don't need to be here. Right.
No.
Right.
Yeah. I had to work hard for what I did. So, I mean, it was nice having that accomplishment. Made me feel really like, okay, maybe this is like, actually, you know, like it, I was really proud of myself.
Well,
so.
I'm glad you said that, because for the past year, I've been telling everybody that you bought your own house. So I didn't want to be.
That you were like saying something that was not the case.
Yeah, like a little kid saying she was on Dance Moms when she wasn't. Yeah, no, but you know
but
what I mean.
But I manifest, but see, technically I'm not lying anymore.
No,
because
you were
I
on
actually,
it.
I was on it.
You were on it. You were on it.
But at the time.
Right. So coming into the studio, the very first time you booked a private lesson with me.
I did.
Your mother contacted me, the studio, and begged them, and I was
well, yeah,
busy.
Because she didn't want me going at first. She was like, nah, like, you know, they didn't even, like, want you on the show. Like, why do you want to go over there and take class? I was like, please, I want to take a class and stuff. And so she finally gave in. So that's what, yeah, she called, literally called the studio.
And you had a solo.
I did.
And I completely redid it. I was like, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? What? This doesn't work with this. It was like a period piece.
Yeah.
From a Broadway show.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was remember? Satan's Little Lamb. You know.
Okay. Satan's. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, it was a good solo.
Yes. And I was like, she needs to do this. She needs to do that. She, you know, because
yeah.
people, it's easy to take a really good kid and see a dance and go, well, I would do this or mm-hmm. I would do that. Let's change this. Let's change that because it's different eyes yeah. seeing it. Right. So for anyone that's interested, I Doctor Solos, that's what it's called. And you can take from me on Zoom or in person. And we go through your solo that your teacher taught you. And then I go, this staging's not good. You need to face the other way. You're not going to do a side aerial with your back to the audience. You're not going to start facing the back, things like that. And it's easy because it's different eyes.
Yeah.
You know, your own dance teachers at home have their pet peeves.
Yeah.
But they harp on.
Mm-hmm.
I have a completely different view of it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it as a judge would look at it. So it's different than your dance teachers.
I mean, what you did was great. And I was just happy to be there, number
right.
one. I was like, I'm having a private lesson with Abby Lee Miller right
in
now.
In the studio, yes.
I was like, it was just so surreal for me. I mean, obviously I'd been to the like studio before the actual audition, but I was just like, this is so crazy. And then, I mean, I did the solo with all the changes you made and it like won everything. So,
oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I won. I won nationals with it, actually.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good for you, so, sweetie. I didn't know that.
It was, I mean, that was exciting. But I mean, it was a cute solo.
Oh, it was really cute. Okay,
except for when I went to Utah and did that solo there. They were not pleased about that.
Well, you know, they're in another world.
Well, because it was called Satan's Little Lambs.
I know, we got it.
Oops.
You know, move on from them. Okay, so now you're suddenly on the show.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember a day I left in a car. I called an Uber, which now I can't even use Uber because of the handicap in the wheelchair. But I called an Uber and left because they made me pick two minis to stay and the rest had to leave.
Oh, yes.
I was horrified.
We were at competition.
In the dressing room.
Do you remember
room.
That?
I remember. I hated it. I loved you all. I wanted to keep everybody.
Yeah.
It was horrific for me to do that to those little kids.
You know what's interesting is I just watched that episode a few weeks ago and it was just heart-wrenching because how are you going to cut? You were saying like, how am I going to cut these minis who have done nothing wrong? All they want is to be here. They're
good.
Did
I say that?
Yeah.
In the program,
mm-hmm.
I say they've done nothing wrong. Like,
yeah.
Nobody
no, you said
screwed
that quote.
Up to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To get the axe. Nobody did anything bad. And the moms, well, you know, that's why they didn't want them because the moms
yeah.
liked me and they did what I told them to do.
Yeah. We all were like obedient.
Because you all saw these older kids making money, successful.
Yeah.
Premieres, this, that, the
all
other
those
thing.
Crazy
like,
things.
We're yeah. going to listen to Abby because she got these kids here to
mm-hmm.
where they are now. We're going to do what she says.
Mm-hmm. And of course, how are you going to cut any of the elites who have been with you for years?
Well, I could have cut a lot of them. I think once you turn 14, they should have been gone. Like a new kid should have come in. I was just talking to John about that.
Yeah.
So when you turned 14, poof, be gone. And a new kid comes in. So
dang,
it would never
you're
be
just out.
But it would never be a whole new cast. It would just be a revolving door constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I mean,
this
that makes
way
sense.
People wouldn't be like all like, ah, they'd know it was coming. We'd have a big celebration. Bye.
Yeah.
And then a new kid would come in. And that kid would have to like.
Yeah.
In hindsight, do you think looking back, they wanted to cut most of the minis because the mothers weren't camera friendly?
I think that the OGs went to their attorneys and went to the network and said, it's us or the minis.
Do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
We didn't do anything wrong.
Like, you didn't.
Mm.
But you know.
I was
well,
so
the
nervous.
Whole point of bringing the minis on was to
threaten
like
them.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
To have a little bit of longevity, like, and
yeah.
keep the show going longer. And eventually.
Yes. That's exactly what I wanted little ones in there to grow
the older
up.
Kids
and
would have graduated anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. If the show kept going, they would have been seniors and graduated
uh-huh.
and still competing every weekend. I mean, come on, that's stupid. So I did want the longevity. Plus I also liked to work with children that looked up to me and took what I said as gospel and did
yeah.
what I was telling them to do.
Obedient children.
Yeah.
We were.
Well, I don't know if obedient is the word, but they wanted to win.
Yeah.
They wanted to learn. They wanted to get better. They were like sponges.
That's a good analogy.
Because you weren't my students originally. You all
no.
came from somewhere else. So a lot of the things that I was saying, you hadn't heard before. a lot of the things that I said you did hear before, you know, but there were new things and it was like, oh, I didn't know that. And probably your mother was like, oh, nobody ever told her that before.
Oh, yeah, no, so many things. So many just stage presence type things, like making sure my feet are pointed after I do a jump and I roll to the floor and, you know, never starting to the back and holding the pose for like 3-4 seconds. Just so many little tiny details that you would really like never really think of or pay attention to that much, but just have so much like change and just help so much.
The devil is in the details.
That's very true.
But that's why we won.
That's true. Just the little things like that just make such a big difference. You know what I mean?
Posture rolling around. That's a big one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. On the roll. Mm-hmm. I've been corrected on that a few times by you. I think I've been corrected on a lot of things, but now, it's fine.
A lot of people think it's the show, the show, the show, and that's how I am with the kids and blah, blah, blah. But we've also traveled together. Mm-hmm. So outside of a show, there are kids. You went to Mexico with me.
Yeah.
Kalani went.
Yeah.
We traveled together. Mm-hmm. You got paid. I paid your mom for that trip.
Yeah.
For the work you did and assisting me and her mom selling the merch and all that. And Kalani got paid. Mm-hmm. A guy went with us to teach hip hop.
Yes.
He got paid. I have never been paid for that trip.
Are you serious?
$27,000 he kept, the guy. He was going to wire it to my bank account and I've never gotten
Wait,
it.
Yes, yes, yes. That guy, right?
Yes. Kevin. If anybody knows him in Mexico, watch out.
And I remember
out.
He disappeared. He went off the grid and you were like, where? Someone find Herrera.
I went back
that.
Down with an attorney.
Oh my
God. Went back to Mexico to find him.
Oh, you went to, oh dang.
Yes.
You went physically there.
I went physically there and it turns out his father is like a, something to do with the government.
Oh.
Like something to do with construction or like surveying and stuff, but for the government, works for the government. Yeah. So I wasn't getting
Well, I
money.
Remember that whole drama. That was just the craziest thing. I was like, what is happening?
And driving me to Cancun or something, and it was supposed to be like...
It was supposed to be 30
hour,
minutes.
30 minutes away.
It was 3-4 hours.
In the car.
In the car.
For just me to get out. And why I didn't just take the money with me, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, I don't want to have that money here on vacation, just... wire it to my bank account.
Uh-huh. Well, I remember that.
Well, I think it's also important for our viewers and our listeners to know, because obviously you've had trouble with money as far as legally, and you know that you've paid for that and you're still paying for that.
Every day.
You don't handle money on any event.
No.
And I work events on the East Coast with you and I can attest to that. You don't see the money. You don't touch the money. You don't have anything to do with money ever.
Well, I'm not on the floor teaching the dance class. And
yeah.
The girls are assisting me. It's the moms. And those moms, they did their job. Everything was great. And everybody got paid. And then what was left, I get. And never got it. You traveled with me.
I did.
We had fun.
That was fun.
I remember in a restaurant, you were hysterical laughing. And
really?
Giggling and carrying on. I don't know what we were eating or what was happening.
Did someone give me like a pina colada on accident?
No, never. Maybe
I'm kidding,
a virgin.
I'm kidding.
Maybe a
I'm
virgin.
Kidding, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, of course
so
not.
So you were just in Bora Bora.
For my birthday. That was, oh my gosh, that was the most insane trip ever. Like I will say, it looks exactly like what you think it would look like in the photos.
Name, when it sounds like Bora Bora. Like
it's just beautiful.
In this island and it's just tropical and beautiful.
Oh, it was insane. It just didn't even feel real.
Is that where you wanted to go or did somebody offer you a trip to there?
No, I wanted to go there.
No, so you paid for that. You did that yourself.
Nice thing is we definitely got like great benefits. The resorts were really, really nice to us, but no, we paid. There was no like offer or anything, but we did get like definitely some good amenities and stuff.
Some of
upgrades.
The kids though are always away posting and I'm like, how do they get these trips all the time?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are some trips. It's just honestly like people directly reaching out, at least like trips that I've had like fully paid for. It's just direct. So I don't
you
know.
Reach out to them and say, I want to go there.
No, they just reach. Sometimes they reach out to me. Just.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
That's nice.
So while we're talking about niceties and fun, can we talk about the boyfriend? Still
yes.
The boyfriend?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Been together for quite some time. No, we're still together. We're still great.
I must say, I love him. I think he's adorable. I think he's a nice kid from the first moment I met him.
Oh, I have to tell him this.
Yeah, he was, well, he can hear it. He can listen and be one of our listeners. Hear it. Leave It on the Dance Floor.
Well, I see all these hot guys on your TikTok, and I'm like, where do they come from?
They just show up. I, you know.
Do you remember
Yeah, I do remember him.
Oh my god, Joey, was a time when we had to dance to his vegan rap song. Was that? No, that was had to have been your idea. That was your idea.
Everyone's like, she's leaving. She's just leaving the show. She's leaving the show. I'm like, I'm going to London with a hot guy. Like, why? Why? Of course I'm leaving. Everyone always asks me what kind of dancewear I recommend students have on in class. And I want you to wear something that complements your body and your lines and doesn't become hindering or bothersome when you're working on leaps and turns. Nothing should be flying around. I like bright colors or pastels, something that makes you stand out. Although if you're doing choreography and you're working on cleaning a number, everybody should have the same color on. Whether everyone's in red or everyone's in black, just be uniform, because then the routine is going to look better and both you and your teacher can get out of there sooner. That's for sure. The ALDC online store has new merchandise coming. You are going to love the new bra tops and the leggings. Back in stock for the holidays will be ALDC jackets. Everybody keeps asking for those jackets. Little ones want them, teenagers want them, even super fans want them. So you ALDC elites, if you want a jacket, they will be in to order for the holidays. Now, do you have your warm-up socks, dance bags, hats, accessories? We have all that jazz too. We have hoodies and other fabulous logo wear, t-shirts and crop tops and sweatpants, you name it. We have it for the non-dancers out there too. Just a reminder, my logo wear is the only official logo wear on the market. You can only buy it from my store, not from any imposters with, bad design and bad quality. www.abbyleedancecompany.com. I'm offering you 15% off your first purchase by using the code ALDCELITE. That's ALDC Elite in capital letters at checkout. And yes, of course, we do ship internationally. Stop in to the ALDC LA Boutique Studio if you're in LA. If you're heading down to the beach in Santa Monica, stop by 11316 Santa Monica Boulevard and visit. You never know who might be there teaching. That's right. Come on in, say hello, get a picture taken with me, and just don't interrupt the class or you will be on the bottom of the pyramid. But I was going to say, the day I had to cut those minis,
yeah,
I left the show. I was so angry with production. I was so angry at hurting those children's feelings. I was awful.
Because you didn't make a decision that day.
No, and they just sprung that on me. I had no idea till after lunch. They go, oh, by the way, we're cutting three of the five minis or whatever. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. So then after that, I jumped in the car with the person you're talking about and we just drove
away. Oh, he was there?
Yeah, I just drove away. Yes.
Just off into the sunset.
Yes, yes. Now, then, okay, after that, I only had you and Lily.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I have to say something about really quickly. I'm so sorry. I know I'm getting sidetracked. I saw him, I was at a drive-in movie premiere, and he was handing out popcorn. So he works, I don't know if he still does, but he was working at a drive-in movie. What?
That's hysterical.
Oh yeah. He was giving up popcorn. He was running concessions. And I'm like, there's
Did you
no
say,
way.
Hey, remember
I'm
me?
Trying to, I think so. I was like, wait, right? And he was like, and then I think he kind of like connected a little bit. Still, I looked like a lot different, even though it was still 2 years ago. But one core memory I have is constantly getting Snapchats from him every day, trying to tell me to be vegan. He would send like videos and videos, like minutes of videos on Snapchat telling me to be vegan, and I was 8 years old, and I was like, but I like steak. I just want my steak. And he would send me videos every day.
Really?
I don't know why I had him on Snapchat, first of all.
Okay, well, what's weird is that I always wanted him to post the pictures with the kids, because he was in Australia with us. He was in London with us. He had Mackenzie up on his shoulders, you know, getting her out of the crowd.
He was nice to us.
He was great with the kids. And I was like, you have to post this. He's like, no. I don't want, they're too young. Well, now They're 20-something,
mm-hmm.
and he's 20-something. You know, now it doesn't matter.
No, he was not that much older than us.
I know, but another guy came in for a short time, and he met Maddie McKenzie and was posting them an hour later.
Oh.
And he's now, like, owns, like, 3 houses and 2 businesses, and he's in that movie with Jennifer Lawrence.
Actually?
It's on right now, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's the face of that. He's huge. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. And the other ding dong didn't listen and post the kids.
Dang. So,
whatever, his loss.
And now
he'll need to come on the podcast and.
Never. You can react to the vegan episode. See, now that's a good idea right there.
It's a good idea.
And for those of you listening, Eliana and Abby wanted to react to an episode today. There's just so much to discuss. Eliana will probably be back, and then we'll do an episode.
We're going to do the Charlie Chaplin when her mother dressed up.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was set up to lose with that one.
That dance was hard for you to do, though.
You did me dirty with that lyrical dance.
It was musical theater.
You did me with Lily with this beautiful, acrobatic, nice, technical dance, and you give me a Charlie.
I didn't give you. Eliana, wake up. It was a TV show.
But you...
So now I get it. The kids just think I had all the power. I didn't have any power.
For the dances, like... I was set up to lose, and I knew I was losing that week. I was just set. I wasn't even sad because I knew I was losing. You know, same thing with Carrie. Where'd the blood? Oh, I knew I was losing. You remember on season 8?
I know, but I don't know why they did that.
Because how was I going to win against her where she's in a straitjacket and she's doing a great dance with no arms?
We should have won an Emmy for that.
It was a good dance. I'll give her that.
Amazing. Yeah.
I mean, she was like, literally close to perfection. Like, I'll give her that. So how was I gonna win with a game?
I don't know, but I think the two of you together, and I think
Artie West were pretty good.
That mini group would have been brilliant to carry on the show. We would still be doing it.
Dang, that's a long time. That was like 5-6 years ago.
You could buy a couple houses, right?
A couple. Okay. Houses.
I was talking with Eliana before you came back into the room, Abby, and we were saying how it's crazy because it's been almost like 10 years. If you not mm-hmm. 10 years now.
12.
It's been like 8-ish
years. Well, when I joined, like 8 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cuz I joined 2016.
She joined when she was 6.
Beginning of 2016.
How do you think your life would have been different without the Dance Moms show?
Oh, I think I still would be competing, but I think that's all I would be doing is
you
just
own your own house.
No. I would have been a normal kid just going to high school in Colorado. I will say, I mean, I grew up doing competitive dance, you know, years before I even joined the show. I think I still, but it's like, you know, once you graduate, that's it. I probably just would have, you know, done competitive dance until I graduated as a senior. And then, I mean, probably just.
Would you have danced professionally?
I'm trying to think because I had so many different, like, aspirations as a kid. It's like what I wanted to do. Like, part of me was like, I want to be a professional dancer. Part of me was like, I want to work at In-N-Out. That was a dream of mine. I wanted to work at In-N-Out. Can you imagine
that?
Did
you do a YouTube video working at In-N-Out?
I know. I should. Actually, that's a good idea.
I'll drive through In-N-Out. You can film me. That would be great.
Oh, if you can come and I'm like, wait, what are you doing? Oh, that would be really funny.
No, because you're going to get my order wrong and I'm going to throw that food back at you.
No, that's not very nice.
You got to get it right. You have one job to do. Put the burger on straight.
That's fair, but In-N-Out's good. But so I wanted to work at In-N-Out. I wanted to be a psychiatrist. I still do. But like all these big dreams. So I probably would have done something like that. I honestly can't say. I don't think I wanted to just dance my whole life, though, honestly. Like strictly dance.
I would think a kid like you, competitive dance, petite, growing up in Colorado, that you would have done Disney or Tokyo Disney or
something like that.
Yeah, not, I don't see the cruise ship.
No.
Sexy showgirl. No, but not, you're not tall enough to do that.
No.
So you did Radio City Music Hall. That was a dream.
That was crazy. It's cool because it's really cool because I was the only ever person on Dance Moms to do Clara. So that was like really cool.
I've had other Claras.
Well, on the show.
But not on the show. However, I'm going to say this. You were talented enough. You were the right size. Mm-hmm. You could do the choreography. I think being on Dance Moms and having the social media platform and the followers helped you book Clara.
Oh, well, I'm sure it probably did.
They
honestly
interviewed you. They followed you.
Oh, no, I know
they loved you.
It was crazy.
When you looked at their app or whatever they have, their Instagram, mm-hmm, it was Eliana, Eliana, Eliana. And I'm like, she's booking this.
Well, you know what's funny is it's crazy. I auditioned 3 times. So the third time's a charm is when I got it. But it was crazy. Every single year I did it, they posted me. Like, I got posted every year. Like, you know, the iconic, like, finger turn, you know what I'm talking about? Every single year I did it, that got posted. That specific finger turn, which I was like, and of course other things, but it was just so cool because I was like, wait, like 3 years, and every single year I was the one that they chose to post doing the finger turn.
Because you were on a TV show.
I know, but it was still cool.
No, it was cool. It was cool. And, you know, it takes a while to get that. And they look at kids and they also look at who's going to grow, who's not going to grow, who's, and the age is 14 now. It never used to be. I don't know if you knew that.
Like the age limit?
Yes. They never had an age. They never had an age because I had a Clara that did it 3 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
And the mother, you talk about the moms on Dance Moms. This mother was from hell.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She was from hell. She gave up. She was stripped of her title from Dance Masters of America for Teen Miss Dance of America, stripped of the title. And the security, the New York City Police Department.
What?
Waited outside the hotel room at the Marriott Marquis, and they had 15 minutes to pack and be gone.
Yeah.
Because she was getting the room for free because she was giving up her title and she was stripped of it. Yeah. That looked real good for me. Thank you. Millions of kids go to bed hungry each night in the U.S. So when I found out about a nonprofit that feeds 5,000 underserved children each night named Katerina's Club, headed by Chef Bruno Serrato, I knew I had to help. After all, who knows kids better than me? He launched Katerina's Club when he found out about California's motel kids. These children are so poor that their entire families live in single-room motels with no kitchens, nowhere to cook, no dinner. So food was a rarity for many of these families. He has been feeding kids, 5,000 kids, every single night since 2005. He even mortgaged his home twice to keep the program going. When his restaurant, Anaheim White House, burned to the ground, he found another kitchen that same day to keep feeding kids without interruption. He has served well over 10 million meals. We are looking for any size donations. After all, a $5 donation feeds a family of four. While food banks are helping ease the crisis, many of these children, often referred to as motel kids, live in cheap, crime-ridden units that do not contain kitchens. Since these families are unable to cook dinner, they depend on already prepared meals like those provided by Katerina's Club. To become involved and make a donation, go to katerinasclub.org/donate. Again, that's katerinasclub.org/donate.
Radio City was great, though. That was just such a dream come true, like Dancing with the Rockettes. And I know you actually had like one of the Rockettes, so it was cool getting to meet her. Like while I was doing it, she was a Rockette as well.
Shout out to Nina Linhart. She was on stage as a Radio City Rockette while Eliana was playing the role of Clara at the Radio City Music Hall in New York City. That great stage.
So insane. Dancing.
Did you ever hear me say when I was teaching class or during Dance Moms about falling
into
30
the ice
feet into your death?
Oh, yep. That is the iconic quote because I know what you're talking about because I've been backstage and I've seen how far that drop is. So it's so cool, actually, like, because I know what you're talking about because I've seen it, of course, from the actual, mezzanine, but I've also seen, you know, being right down there where it falls and looking up and it's so high up. It's such a far drop, which is crazy.
We had the Christmas event, one of the days that you were performing.
In New
York. And then we all went and saw
And well, everyone came. Not everyone came.
Oh, I was appalled.
Well, I was hurt because I was like, well, what did I do? So not everyone came, which I was like, that's a little hurtful.
I was appalled because I got the tickets for everyone.
Did you buy tickets for the people who didn't come then?
No, I asked who needed a ticket, who wanted a ticket. Mm. And at that time, the response was, oh, I already got mine. Boldface lied. I already got mine. But there was another little girl that was there that didn't have a ticket. And I felt so bad. Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was in New York City for the first time in her life. And I wanted her to see Radio City.
Yeah.
And they were flying out that night and wouldn't get to the airport fast enough.
Aww.
So I was like, oh my God, you should have booked it. But
she didn't purposely choose to not come.
No, she like didn't know until I said, mm-hmm. hey, who needs Radio City tickets? The other one said.
So, you know, that I will say that really showed true colors, who came and who didn't.
Well, and it's funny, we're on that topic.
And well, what's funny, she auditioned a few years later, didn't get it.
Later she auditioned.
Leaving it on the dance floor today.
We just left it on the dance floor. I have more.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to throw shade. But
no,
it was just
it's the truth.
I'm just stating facts. I'm literally just stating facts.
Okay, well, I'll state some other facts. So during COVID, bored mm-hmm. out of our minds, right? I'm living in a hotel.
Oh my gosh,
one hotel
crazy.
Closes, I go to the next hotel.
Oh.
Let's do a song. The kid likes to sing. So we'll see what happens.
Well, that was 3 years ago. I don't know if it's gonna.
Well, I own it and the guys own it. So dang. She signed away.
Might need to be a Patreon exclusive for the ALDC Elites.
Yeah.
Might have to go there.
There we go. We aired the video on Patreon.
Might need to go to somebody else, maybe, if somebody else can do it instead.
Yeah. Oh. Do you no. sing?
My answer should be yes. My answer is yes.
She learned. She's learned so much from me. I love her. Love you, Eliana. I love it.
I know what I'm supposed to say.
That's right.
Yes.
Right answer.
Well, I did an off-Broadway show in New York. Michael saw it.
Oh. Don't get me started on that.
What?
That's the woman that was the ghostwriter for my book.
Oh,
and then
yes,
she wrote a series of books about five little girls in their over.
And I was the main character in
yes,
that.
You were the Maddie in that.
I was the Kenzie, because remember, it was about two sisters, but it's like the little sister is actually better than the older one.
So, yeah.
So, but like still.
She just flipped it. Still.
Mm-hmm.
Still. And she was writing my book. She got fired immediately from HarperCollins, the publishing company. And they're like, she'll never write again. Because I was writing my book. And she was like using my information to write this series of books.
To write her books.
Yeah.
Oh.
About an overzealous dance teacher and five little girls. I'm like, okay, how does this work?
But I did sing in that.
Okay. So that's great.
So, I mean, that was a cool experience. So, I mean, I am taking singing lessons. So, I'd say yes, I do sing. Like, actually, I don't know why, like, not confident about that. So.
All right, so you heard it here first. Eliana sings. There you go. I'm not going to make her sing.
I can sing Barry Manilow.
Go
ahead. Know who that is?
Barry Manilow? I write the songs. Of course I know who it is.
He is my favorite singer.
Copacabana. I know it all.
I have a cardboard cutout. I have a cardboard cutout of him in my house.
I heard you wanted.
I saw him in New York.
It's amazing. I heard you wanted a giraffe in your yard.
Oh, yeah.
I was out looking for a giraffe for you.
From Didi? Well, I have Barry Manilow now, so I don't need a giraffe.
Okay.
Barry's more important.
So what song?
Barry's in my room.
What Barry song do you like?
Oh, don't even get me started. Trying to get the feeling again, Copacabana. I write the songs.
Well, give us,
even
give
now,
us one line.
Looks like we. Oh, no, no.
Yes, come on. Give us
no,
one
I
line.
I need to get paid for this.
What?
Like Kylie Jenner?
I'm just
for the rise and shine.
Oh, my God.
Right? She needs to get paid for that.
That's true.
You're not going to sing for us one little line.
Be our first musical performance, Eliana. Come on.
At
how
the
about
Copa,
I write the songs?
Copacabana. That's it.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes. Everybody give Ellie a round of applause.
There you go. She did it.
My mom hates it because she has to listen to him every day in the car.
Not too bad. Let her get over it.
I know.
But I want you to be singing with him. Don't just listen to him. Sing with him.
I know. My mom, she was like, she promised me backstage tickets at his residence. Well, it's not a residency. He's been there for like years at Westgate in Las Vegas. So
okay.
I will be meeting Barry, but I got to go quick because he's 80.
That's right. I wouldn't procrastinate on that little trip over there. No. All right. So singing, acting, you act on your YouTube channel.
I do.
All the time.
No, I act. That's ultimately what I want to do. I've been in, I don't know if you know Brat TV. So I've been doing, I haven't heard of them at all lately.
They still at it?
Well, I'm doing it. So they're doing a new season that it's really cool. I'm actually the main character in the new season of Chicken Girls. Thank you. So that's really exciting. I started doing it in 2020. It was like August 2020. So like things were still pretty hot.
So at one point your mother gave me the guy's number.
Oh, really?
And I think like my phone was dead or something. So I wrote it down. I need it again.
Okay.
Because I have a show to pitch him.
Oh, interesting.
It's a scripted young adult series.
That could be cool.
Yeah, it's called Dancing with the Dead.
Oh, whoa.
It's really good.
Interesting. I can do that for you. But that's really exciting because that was my first acting job. So, you know, it would just be great to get into movies and stuff. I mean.
Well, every dancer that is a dancer like you mm-hmm. wants to act.
Yeah.
Because it's easier.
Oh, well, that's true.
There's no blisters. There's no back pain.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, it still could be emotional and gut-wrenching. It still is work. You have to learn your lines and you have to do what the mm-hmm. director's calling for. But let's face it, you're not doing a toe lift back walkover.
No.
Not on the knuckles.
Do you think it's easier to memorize choreography or memorize lines?
So are we talking to me or Abby?
Both of you.
Ooh, honestly, I think for me, it just has to be dance. It's just so natural.
It's choreography.
I see it one time. I mean, I will say Dance Moms helped a lot with this, with picking up choreography. Like,
you have to.
I know, but I got so good at picking up choreography that I can, like, with these TikTok dances now, like, I mean, that's not real dance. Like,
okay. You struck a bell. We need a bell. Where's my ding? Eliana.
Oh, no. What?
You are on TikTok.
Yes.
My beautiful dancer that I helped train, put out there to the world. You manifested it, but I did it. You do this. Now, you do this. You do this. Whatever. You could have your leg up next to your face. You could be doing an outside beautiful ballet triple pirouette, but you're doing this.
But no one on TikTok cares.
I know. So
that's
I'm manifesting TikTok Pro. And TikTok.
Oh.
Do you know the TikTok building is right down the street?
Is it really?
Yes, it's right here.
Let's go. We should go visit. I have a bone to pick with them.
It's a little late, but if we come early, we can stop there and say, hey.
Listen, I've tried to real dance on TikTok, and I have. And what I get in return is, you're trying too hard. Why are you going so hard? Why are you putting in so much energy? Like, so dramatic for what? People don't want to see real dancing on TikTok because every time I get attacked.
I feel badly that these beautiful dancers are doing nothing. That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
For dads, grandpas, the brothers, all doing the little TikTok dances, I think it's wonderful. During COVID, it got everybody up. It got people moving.
Sure, gave everyone something to do.
Yeah, it was wonderful. But when I see trained dancers that have so much talent doing what somebody's grandfather's doing, it's like, doesn't make sense to me.
But see, it's like the thing. But it's like you have to.
I know, but now you're dancing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a new show happening. Have you heard?
Yes. No, I've heard about it. Yes.
You've heard about it. It's called The Madhouse. Music, acting, dance. Mad. Ooh. Get it?
Oh my gosh.
Yes. That's what The Madhouse means. Music, acting, dance.
Oh, that's great. That's actually, that's smart.
And kind of me gone mad. But
yeah,
so before Dance Moms, in my studio back in Pittsburgh mm-hmm. for the 30 years, I trained those older kids. Those older kids were my life. That's who I traveled with. That's who slept in the same hotel room. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the kids that I was so involved with because they were leaving to pursue a professional dance career.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure they made it and they were working, employable professional dancers. And on the TV show, everybody saw me fighting with the mothers and these little kids being caught in the middle of all this.
Yeah.
That's not really what it was. I was busy with those older kids
mm-hmm.
all the time. I really didn't have the time of day for the little kids in my studio. No, they didn't get to me till they were older. And the mothers were like, when they came home from the studio crying and upset, the parents were like, look, you have two options. you go in there tomorrow and you prove her wrong, mm-hmm. or you're done. We quit. Yeah. And we're not going anywhere else because this is the only place to be. That's what it was like. But I did live with those kids. We went away for a month in the summer between, you know, the end of June and all of July. I was with Katie Hackett and Mark Myers, and all those kids were in the room, and we lived and we did it, and they're successful, employable working dancers mm-hmm. and choreographers now.
Well, I remember that reminds me of in season 8. Remember when all of you guys went to the UK and I had no invite?
No invite. Why was that? You had just gone to the UK.
Yeah. But I was fine
going. You were going to go again?
Well, I don't know.
Well, Eliana, this brings a good question. Claudia, who's an ALDC elite on Patreon, and if you want to submit questions or look at Abby's exclusive content, you can go to patreon.com/therealabbylee. Claudia asks, why did you leave season 8? And you don't need to be like super honest. Like,
do you know the real story?
I feel like it wasn't necessarily explained well or explained appropriately because you didn't really get to speak for yourself at the time.
Uh-huh. Did I tell you to leave?
What would you like to say?
So the real reason I left season 8 is, you know, I didn't come back at first. You remember that?
Well, that was a whole deal with you were away, you were out of town.
I had won Best Dancer at the Dance Awards. I was assisting them touring.
Did you win national?
I won Best Dancer Nationals. Mini. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So I was touring all over the place with them. I kind of still wanted to go back, but my mom was just like, hell no. She was like, nope.
So, right, to the show?
Mm-hmm. Okay. To season 8.
Okay.
Well, once you guys started filming, I got really upset.
But you came to the audition. You auditioned.
I assisted the audition, remember, for season 8.
You and Lily.
Lily and Maisie. And
so, we have three kids. This was put us in a really bad spot because we have three kids coming back for season 8 that we know, we love, Gianna, we can work with. You know how it goes. Mm-hmm. You've learned it. And then we picked however many other kids. So there was three of you.
Yeah.
And we picked Brady and then three more girls. So there was a boy and 6 girls.
Yeah.
Was the cast. All of a sudden, I get notified that Maisie's not coming back. And I'm like, why the hell did she come to the audition then? Why was she there? She took a spot. And I tell you guys that.
Yeah.
When you go to audition for something, you're taking a spot away from a kid that really wants it. Well, let's say in New York, you're taking away somebody that might need it to pay their rent. You know, like a chorus line.
Yeah.
I got to get this job. So then I hear Eliana's not coming back. And I'm like, oh my God. So instantly, you made Lily a star.
Yeah.
You two made Lily a star without realizing it. Because she was the one, she's going to be our go-to with Gianna and I, because she understands the concept of learning the dances and doing them right away. I'm like, what the hell? What's going on? So now we have to get 2 more girls.
Yeah. Well, listen, it was like, I'm not trying to be like mean to my mom, but it was like majority of my mom was like, I just don't think it's the best environment for you. You have something really great going on right now with, you know, touring with the conventions, multiple conventions and stuff. So she was like, I think that's something, you know, you've worked your whole life to win this title. I think you should really take advantage of it and enjoy it.
Yeah. Your mom's wrong. But remember how she had you were going to be a cheerleader, then you're a dancer, then you're going to go be a ballerina. It's like never just like if you would have been in Pittsburgh at my dance studio, it was all of it was there. You could do Youth American Grand Prix. You could do Radio City. You could do all that from one place. And she had you going to all these different places and your life was like veered this way.
Crazy, yeah.
And it was intense. And it was every day, all day. And this you're going to be a ballerina and that's it. Then you get Radio City and then it's like, okay, I was a ballerina.
We did ballerina.
Yeah.
Did YGP.
Yeah.
Moving
check
on.
Check that off the list. So I think it's like you did Dance Moms. Now we're going to do this. But you had said to me back then, your dad said, you should go back and do the show. That's how you're gaining the followers. Mm-hmm. That's how you're going to live your life with social media.
See, I don't remember that, but I believe you. Like, I believe that that happened.
You told me your dad said something about it.
I think he did. I think my mom was just, eh. But then first week I see you guys back filming, I immediately was like, it felt almost the same as when I didn't make the team, the first original mini team, and seeing it air, well, it didn't air yet, but seeing it happen, and I was like, just felt like crushed almost. And I was aww. Like, well, I know it's not like I didn't make the team for season 8.
Right.
You know, I chose.
Right.
But so then I went to my mom. I was like, listen, please
go back.
I was like, no, that's literally what happened. I was like, I want to be there. Like, I literally don't want anything else. I want to be back. So she did. And originally the answer was no, actually, from the producers. It was a no.
Mm-hmm.
It was no. So I was, again, then I was really sad. And I even saw like a post at one point, like it was like the second or third week, and it was saying something like, we have like a new dancer coming. And you were just talking about one of the producers, but I saw that originally and I was like, oh my God, they're gonna ask us to come back. And I was like, no way. And my mom's like, I don't think that's what that is.
Well, so telling the world out there that's listening, we're in 135 countries.
It's crazy,
isn't it? 135 yeah. countries. There's only 195 countries in the world.
The podcast?
Yes.
So we're actually, I checked this morning, 153.
Whoa!
Leave It on the Dance yep. Floor. My podcast, along with Michael here, is being listened to or watched in 153 countries.
Whoa.
150. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank God. Thank you. Because I can do this job in my chair.
Yeah.
You know?
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Yes. Thank you to the world for all of this, you know, Wi-Fi and electronics that we can do this. It's, yeah. It's incredible. They wanted your mother and Stacey. That's what they wanted.
Well, yeah, no. Like,
so it seemed like Stacey was carrying the whole show.
Oh, yeah.
She had to because nobody else knew
nobody
what to
else
do.
Knew what
they
to
didn't
do.
Know how to play the game. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
So I think what happened is I was at my ballet studio in Arizona and we got the call. I remember we were like in a parking lot, some random parking lot. We got a call from Tessa and she was like, you're on. And my mom was like, okay, well, I'm gonna have to think about it. Well, moving past a few days later, we're in Rome, literally in Rome. I think my mom has maybe one too many wines. She makes the call. She's like, we're doing it. Cause I think I was in her ear like, please, please, please. So she was like, we're doing it. And then we're in London, UK right after. It was
See,
so
I knew
crazy.
You had just gone. It wasn't
yes.
like we're slighting Eliana. It's just that A, the plans were made, and B, she just came back from there. She's not going to go again.
That's true. But then I got added into a group with like a bunch of the dance moms, like, well, the kids, the season 8 kids. And at first I was like, oh, really, like, excited, like, to meet you guys.
You should have just told me I want to go to Europe. You could have gone.
I know.
Your mom could have been in my room.
But then what I heard actually is I heard people were like the kids were upset that I was coming, that certain kids were saying, oh, she's just going to like mess everything up and shoot. And kids that also didn't know me, that have never met me, were not happy that I was coming. From what I heard, again, you know, could
you
easily be.
You didn't last anyway.
Well, I did a lot to be there. I did. Well, I know what happened is I took a red eye flight from the UK to Pittsburgh, went to filming right away. We landed at like 7 a.m. I got ready in the Uber. We went straight to the studio and I was there ready to dance and I couldn't dance because of the school situation.
I forgot about that.
Explain
that
to our viewers. Explain that to our viewers. You have to have working papers.
I didn't have a work permit because I recently had just started a new homeschool program. Therefore, the credits, I think, for my old homeschool program hadn't been transferred over yet. And they didn't want to sign off on the work permit because they're like, well, she just started. She hasn't done enough work yet. I'm like, well, I've done work before from the other programs. Something happened with the credits where they weren't like transferred over yet. They wouldn't sign off, which means if you don't have a work permit and you're a kid, you can't work. You're not allowed to be on camera.
And this has nothing to do with the network or the production company. This is legalities with the state.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania. And thank you, Kate Plus Eight. We have very, very strict child labor laws
yeah.
in the state of Pennsylvania. Yes.
So, you know, they can't say on the show, she doesn't have a work permit. You can't air that because, you know, you're not supposed to say that. So it turned into, I didn't do my school. I'm like skipping out on school because, you know, what else are they going to say? They can't talk about all this other stuff.
Well, I think all of our viewers that are listening right now and watching, see how well-spoken you are.
Yeah, I do my school, so.
And your mother is?
A school teacher.
A school teacher.
So, well, that was a great storyline, because it's Yolanda, the school teacher.
His kid.
Her kid isn't doing school.
Exactly, like the shoemaker's kid is barefoot, because
yes.
he doesn't have shoes. Exactly.
It's perfect. So I couldn't dance. It was a whole thing. Remember, I was having to learn dances late at night. I had my first week back, that's Stranger Solo. Oh, Stranger Solo I did. learned it. I had one practice. Do you remember that? I had one practice.
In a room with a bunch of people watching. I remember I wanted all those kids and mothers out of there. Uh-huh. Out of there. Everyone
out. It was
out.
Well, I learned it once for 30 minutes with Gianna in some little, like, hotel kind of, like, lobby. At 30 minutes. Learned the whole solo in 30 minutes. Well, guess what? The next day, I was competing. Because I didn't dance anything the first day.
Oh, no, I know.
And so I'm in there.
But in Pittsburgh, didn't you come in, like, later at night and take classes or something?
I remember, like,
you couldn't dance
eight.
On camera, but after the cameras wrapped, you could dance.
That was when I learned my solo.
Yeah.
But Gianna had something. I only had 30 minutes. The next day, first time on camera, I'm doing my solo that I barely know. I'm not confident with at all because I have had 30 minutes of rehearsal time.
Right.
That's it. And I told Tessa, I was like, I want to pull the solo. And she goes, if you pull the solo, you're going home. And I should have known by then that's how they work. I wasn't actually going to be sent home. But I was so not confident putting that solo on stage. I wasn't
crying. You did it, though.
And I won.
Yeah, I was going to say
but
it was
good.
But,
I mean, there were a few little... But what really, like, made me really confident was... I felt bad for the other kids because I think two other kids did solos. I forget who. And the judge came up to me at lunch, and he told me, he put his hand on my shoulder. He was like, you were amazing, great job. And the two were next to me. He didn't say anything to them.
There you go.
But
leave
it
on the dance floor. You heard it here from Eliana.
I felt bad. I was like, okay, that you could have done that at least like when no one else was around. Because it's like sad for the other kids.
I know, but he wasn't thinking that way, and it wasn't up to you. You can't control.
But I won.
Some guy.
Wasn't my best performance. It was still good. It was just, remember I had a rope. I like missed the rope one time, like trying to pick it up, so...
I remember the dance. But I remember being in the room with you, correcting you, and everybody sitting there and like eavesdropping into.
Remember,
and I was like, what are you people doing here? Get out.
That was the first time I saw you in months, was that day. And I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to like hug you right now. Or...
Did you hug me?
No, I did. I was like, nice to see you. It's been like literally almost a year.
So you came back. Then we did that group dance where people have stuff on their face?
Blue Bloods. That was a good group dance.
Oh, no, that was... Was that the day you left, Blue Bloods?
No, I was there.
No, I'm talking about. Didn't they cover?
Oh, yes, with
Hannah's
face
because she has
no
face. Yes, and that was the day you left.
Yes.
But did you leave before we did the group? Or?
No. Remember, we took a 2-week break after that week, and it was during that 2-week break I decided not to come back.
When anybody leaves a reality show. Whether you get thrown off, whether you quit, whether whatever, you have to go through, it's kind of like a psychiatrist kind of person that like talks to you after you leave a show. Mm-hmm. Even if you're on a competition show where somebody goes off each week, they have somebody talk to you to make sure that you're okay and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I know season 8, because there was another little girl that was only there for a week. And when they left, everything was fine. Everything was okay. It was all good. Mm-hmm. So when you left with your mom, did they make sure you were okay and everything was good?
Yeah. But the thing is remember during that 2-week break, that's when I went and I auditioned for Clara and that's when I got it. So it was during that 2-week break. But then I just decided during that break that I was like, I don't think it's the environment for me. I was really upset because I think you were telling me, I'm sure you were just having to say this, but you were saying that I like regressed and stuff. And that made me really upset. I was like,
I'm sure you did. I mean, I'm sure you did in doing a TV show.
Yeah.
Week after week after week after week. Because I expected you to be like on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how like Lily couldn't pick up to save her life at the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
And then she slowly got better.
Because it's just over time. So
yeah,
it's like
over time.
First...
You learn the game.
So I got really upset and just, it was really like, I had such a problem for such a long time of taking critiques like to heart. Like, it was something wrong with me, like, personally. Like, you saying, like, my foot was, like, sickled or something.
Right.
I had a really hard time with that. Like, in season 7, you were correcting me on something, and I went and I just started crying. And it's in a very, like, it's people something, like, talk about a lot with me, because I was like, I feel so defeated and all this stuff. But it was just over, like, a simple correction. But it's just...
And I would think that you'd let it go in one ear and out the other and be like, ugh, she's just mean today.
No, I took it to heart. I was like... Oh, I'm crushed.
But now look at you now.
I don't take critiques to heart anymore. I'm like, okay, it's fine.
But I mean, look how successful you are.
That's sweet. Thank
you're
you.
You're 16 years old. You have your own house. You pay your bills.
It's true.
Yes?
Yes.
You put a roof over your mother's head.
Well, she helps out.
No, I'm teasing. Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't say Sweet 16 and never been kissed.
Well.
Tell us his name.
It's Jensen.
Jensen.
Boyfriend.
That's not a fake made-up name. It's his name, Jensen. And he's from Texas.
Yes.
And he lives here in Los Angeles?
Yes. And he moved out here when he was 5.
Oh.
For acting.
With his older sister.
Yes.
And she just got married.
Yeah, she did. The wedding was beautiful. I was like, oh, so cute.
And where does he live?
He lives in North Hollywood.
Okay.
So like here.
And where do you live?
It's like in between Glendale and Pasadena.
Oh, still
like,
out that way.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you do you know where like Silver Lake kind of Highland
yes,
Park
I
is?
Know, I know your mom had said that you guys were living in a rent-to-own place before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful and big. And I'm like, where is this?
Well, that's still the same place, but we bought it now. Well, I bought it now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you same unit or did you move units?
No, same place.
Oh, okay.
Same house. So it's not like an apartment.
It's a house. It's a condo.
House.
By itself.
Yeah.
On the street.
Well, it's up in a hill, but it's by itself. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. All right. So you heard it here. Eliana, Sweet 16. Been kissed. We've seen it all on Instagram. And her YouTube
no
video.
Comment.
In
no
Bora
comment.
Bora and all these places. Okay, I'm not going to ask. Not my business. I'm not your mother. And now, driving. So, 16th birthday, what did you get?
Bora Bora, that was, well, I mean.
Your trip.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was kind of a gift from, like, my dad as well, too. Like, he obviously, like, helped pay for it and stuff. Well, I am getting a car.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. So, I did not get a car when I turned 16.
No.
And I'm going to tell all the viewers, I'm a little bitter about it still. Still. Because my mom and dad played a trick on me.
Oh.
And they're not, like, trickster kind of people. It just happened. And they just thought it was funny. So, the girl next door.
Yeah.
Was dating this basketball player, this big college basketball player.
Okay.
That we later found out he went to prison later because he was taking payoffs from companies to throw the game so that they would win the money. Like they were betting on it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But he had this beautiful red Corvette.
Oh.
And I didn't know this guy. Like I was never home Friday night or Saturday night to see him or meet. Like I didn't know about it. But my mom and dad went to a lot of parties in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so they knew about him and this and that. So my 16th birthday, my mother always came in with this little tray thing that turned around that you put a cake on.
Yeah.
Like a big giant cupcake.
Like yeah.
And it turns and it plays happy birthday. Well, she would always bring it into my room. No cake or cupcake on it. She just played the music and sang happy birthday.
She didn't put any cake on.
No, she just wanted it for the music part.
That's cute.
So anyways, she would come in, she'd wake me up and she's like, come here, come on out here, hurry up. I go out to our living room.
Yeah.
Big, beautiful window in the living room, the whole window. And in front of my house is a red Corvette.
Oh my God.
And I went and I was screaming. I was jumping up and down. I was crying. My dad comes out in his undershorts and he's like, what the hell's going on? What's going on? What's going on? And my mom's like, I showed her the birthday gift. And I was going insane. And we're all in the living room and they're like, I could tell their vibe was a little weird.
Yeah.
And looking back at it now.
Yeah.
But
you didn't know it at the time. You were just
too
excited.
I was crazy. And I'm like, the keys. I need the keys. I need to go out. Where are the keys? And the guy comes out of across the street house and runs down the steps and looks up at my mom and dad and goes, okay. Like, I'm going to go now. Gets in the car and drives away. I was devastated.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh, but...
I got an electric typewriter.
Whoa!
Oh, dated yourself a little, Miss
I
Abby.
Never opened the box.
That's some gift.
I never opened the box. I never used it. I never typed on it. I hated it. I was so angry. And all these friends that I had who never got anything, like didn't go to Disney World every year and didn't do this and didn't go here and didn't have a new Gucci purse every time the new print came out. They got cars. But I didn't.
But you didn't.
Because
you
I was
got
an only
a typewriter.
Child. I was an only child. And my mom and dad, like Saturday night, you take the car. Friday night, you take the car. You're going to the studio with your mother in the car. Like, what? Why do we need a third car? There's only two of us or three of us that drive.
Oh.
You can have a car whenever you want it.
Oh, but that's still just, it's like, oh.
But briefly, Abby, you did eventually get yourself a Corvette, right?
No.
What was the car? Oh, Cadillac.
You had a
Cadillac.
Porsche. You had a Porsche.
No, my
Porsche.
first car was a Cadillac, and then I always had a Cadillac, and then I had Escalade, white diamond, black, every 2 years. I had a new one because my dad always wanted me in a big, heavy car because I was driving all these kids around that
Oh,
weren't
true.
my children. I was driving everybody else's kids around. So he wanted a big, heavy car. And then I got a limited edition red Hummer, the big one.
Oh.
And they could fit 13
I
kids
could
could fit in
not
it.
see you in a Hummer.
13 kids.
I just can't imagine you in a Hummer.
And you know how people know me now? They recognize me out in public?
I see a lot
Well,
of TikToks of
yes.
you, like people taking videos of you. I'm like, oh, there's Abby.
But
Like in the
when
airport.
I was in the Hummer,
Yeah.
I would have little boys, little boys, not cute, hot young guys, but little boys, 4 or 5 years old. Hey, lady, where's your Hummer? Hey, lady, what happened to your Hummer? Because after I 2 years and I traded
Yeah.
it in, yeah. So that's it. That's my,
Oh.
then I moved to LA,
Got the Porsche.
turned 50, got the Porsche,
It's a nice car.
and then I ended up in a wheelchair. And now I drive a Dodge van.
Oh.
Just leaving it on the dance floor. Hate it.
The whip's kind of fire. She got that
I do.
limited edition Abby
Red,
Lee wheelchair. Is this
red.
the same one you've had, or is this
Yeah,
like
115 grand. It's the same one.
what?
Yep, it's more than a Porsche.
What?
115,000.
What?
And JoJo's mother, Jesslyn, I had hot pink. I got hot pink, all the trim,
Yeah.
so I could switch it out and it's nice and clean. And I want it. She said, give it to me, I'll rhinestone it. That was 4 years ago. She lost it.
Well, when the day comes where Jesselyn comes on the podcast, maybe you'll have to
You
ask
can
her.
bring walk in this door with those hot pink things, rhinestone, that's for sure.
Okay, Jesselyn, you heard it here. When you're coming
Jesselyn,
to be on the pod, gotta
everybody,
bring Abby's.
go
Yeah.
after Jesselyn Siwa on her Instagram and ask her where Abby Lee Miller's hubcaps are in
Oh
hot
my
pink.
gosh.
I don't even need them
I know,
stoned
I was just
anymore.
saying
Just
you
give them
need
back.
like some sort of decoration, like some flair.
I was working on it. Yeah. It gets really dirty.
Oh.
Well, I have enjoyed our time together, sweetheart.
Do a quick rapid fire, very fast.
Sure.
Very fast, I promise.
No, you're fine, you're fine.
What is your favorite solo that Abby choreographed?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Definitely not Charlie. No offense. I'm so sorry. I would have to say, do you remember Aria? Beautiful purple leotard. I actually won for once
It
in my
was
life.
beautiful. That number is stunning.
That was,
Aria.
I will give myself, that was a little pat on the back. That was a pretty good
It was
solo.
beautiful.
It was just really sweet, like the music, because it was, kind of like gospel kind of
What was an aria?
like music, but it really reminded me of my grandma because she was a nun, and I will say that solo really means a lot to me
Your
because,
grandmother was a nun before she got married.
yes,
Like she left the
convent,
convent.
I'm pretty sure,
Okay.
but that solo will always be special to me because I performed that solo when I was assisting Adrenaline Nationals, not Dance Awards, different one, and I performed that solo at the closing show, and that was the last dance she ever saw me perform before
Oh.
she passed. So
But they loved it. Your
she was so
grandmother loved
happy.
it.
So I
Yes.
like it was just like her solo. It just I dedicated it to her, and I mean it. I wouldn't want her to see any other dance like as like the last one than that one.
Oh,
So
that's good. I love to hear that. It's wonderful.
The music was gorgeous too.
Yes.
Like it was
It
very
was.
like beautiful.
That was part of We Three Kings.
That's how
Shout
you
out.
know I liked that solo is because I did it at an actual like con
That's
like
right.
yeah,
Yes.
not just like off the show.
All right. What else do we have, Michael?
And then last question from Michelle Craig. She says, my 11-year-old daughter and I are huge fans of the show and of course of yours. My question for you is, what advice would you give to anyone who struggles with nerves and self-doubt to help them, quote, get out of their own head? I think this is a really
Ooh.
good question to end the show on.
Most definitely. I always would get so nervous before performing. It was, and sometimes I would let it get to my head. So I had to think of kind of ways to get out of that. And it was difficult at times, I will say. Like, it's not an easy thing to get rid of. Like, just put it out of your head. It really, it's tough. But something I would just have to remember is, I would always tell myself, I actually said this on the show, but it's true, is, when you have butterflies in your stomach, you're not nervous. You just are excited because you know that you're going to do well. And just worrying, not worrying about if you're going to do good or not, if you're going to hit your steps or whatnot, just really having fun and enjoying it. And I know that's very, like, a lot of people say that, but I think it's so important, honestly.
Well, I think some people just love to perform mm-hmm. and others don't. And everybody mm-hmm. gets nervous, yeah. whether you love it or you don't.
That's true.
This 11-year-old needs to figure out if she loves to dance. And if she loves to dance, then I suggest her backstage etiquette and what she does backstage before she goes on needs changed. She needs to have headphones on or true. Earbuds in.
Not watch the other dancers.
She needs to turn around and not watch the other dancers.
That was something you always taught. Don't watch the other kids.
And it can't be this huggy, huggy, kissy, kissy, friend, friend thing backstage. Because that's getting her nervous, too. Because of her little friends that she's friends with competing against her. So none of that. Focus. Turn your head away. Listen to your own music. And go out there and do what you were taught to do. Just yeah. do it. Like, think of it almost as a job. You committed to this. You have to do it. Go do it. If you would love it and enjoy it, then it's going to be easy.
Amazing.
Well said.
Aliana, thank you so much for coming. And like we were saying before, you're going to come back again soon.
We have to react to the episode.
We have to do the episode. Yeah. We have to react to the episode. Thank you all for watching, for listening, for being a part of my podcast. We left a lot on the dance floor. We have a lot more people we could talk about. And join us next time for Leave It on the Dance Floor. ALDC Elites, thank you so very much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and give Leave It on the Dance Floor a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to watch each week and see exclusive behind-the-scenes content like my never-seen-before pictures and videos from the competitions, some even taken from the wings, classes at the ALDC studio in Pittsburgh, or even our iconic dance concerts, head over to Patreon or become a member on YouTube Premium, linked in the show notes each week. See you on the flip side. Girls.